This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case out of Colorado that would seem to pit religious freedom against gay rights. On our newsline, Lydia Wheeler, senior reporter at Bloomberg Law. Lydia, good to talk with you. What are the competing arguments from the two sides in this case?
Well, thanks so much for having me on. So this is a case that centers on a website designer in Colorado who argues that she has a constitutional right to refuse to make a wedding website for a gay couple. On the other side of this is Colorado. The state says, no, you can't. You do a service. And under our public accommodation laws, you have to do that service and sell your product to everyone equally.
What kinds of questions did the justices ask today?
So the justices really explored the differences between when you're, when you're expressing a view and what's simply just selling a product here. I mean, here the website designer Lori Smith is arguing that she makes this custom creation, and some of the more liberal justices really asked questions about, well, what's the difference here? But because when you log onto a wedding website, all you see is the couple, a picture of the couples. It's their story. They're talking. They're telling you when the date of the wedding is, where the wedding is, where you can stay. There's a link to the registry. There might be a little story about how they met, but it's really like it's about them. It's not about the wedding designer. That was some of the arguments that were made. And so they were really asking that question, right? Is this the wedding designer speaking this message, or is this just she's telling the story of someone else and it's someone else's message?
So when might we get a ruling? And I guess the broader question is, what might the ramifications of that ruling be?
Right. So we likely won't get a ruling in this case until June. The Supreme Court tends to save their biggest decisions to the very end. I don't expect anything. So maybe May or June, but I don't expect one before then. And the ramifications here is something that the court's liberal wing was really concerned about. Justice Sotomayor expressed deep concerns about what other forms of discrimination that this could allow for if the courts were to rule for the website designer in this case. I mean, she asked, where do you draw the line? Would the website designer be allowed to refuse to make a website for, say, an interracial marriage or people who don't believe that disabled people should be married? If they were to get kind of a disabled couple that came, to the website designer and said, we're getting married, please make our website. Could she, if she didn't believe that those two people should, be married, could she refuse service to them?
Okay, good analysis from Lydia Wheeler, senior reporter at Bloomberg Law. Lydia, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.